I'm a little nervous. Do you want to get a drink? Okay. What do you want? I'll have what he's having. So, have you been on that site for long? A little while, but I haven't really met anybody that I was interested in until now. Maybe. Well, you're quite attractive, though. I mean, there's that whole age difference thing. You okay with that? I mean, you said you were, obviously, but thank you, though. That's sweet of you to say. You are a nice boy. Oh, here are drinks. Okay, well. Hey, look at that. Is that that guy from that show? Over there, look. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind, sorry. I need glasses. Cheers. To new beginnings? Okay, new beginnings. And long friendships? And the queen? Okay. The queen mother? Drink up. And Prince Charles? Nah, okay. William? Well, you're keeping up with me. That's good. Who else? Yes, Harry. Drink, drink. And are we missing anybody? Oh, the newest one. Princess Charlotte? There we go. Well, it's almost time for another drink. So tell me, what do you do all day when you're not online looking for your soulmate? Oh, that's good. What are you studying? And are you feeling okay? You look a little confused. Hey, come here. Here, let me help you up. Come on, just get on my arm. That's it, it's okay. Maybe I should take you home. Just relax. I've got you. I never gave you my real name. So let me introduce myself again. My name is Horsey. Some people call me Bad Horsey. I don't know. I'm not sure that's accurate. Nice to meet you, baby. Your lips looked so enticing in your pictures. They're even better in real life. Oh, you'll grow to love me licking your face. You might not like it now, but you'll come to like it a lot. Trust the horse. Are you trying to blink? It's not going to help. You're still not going to be able to see anything. It's all dark and black. Don't worry, you're not really blind. That's a blindfold. Oh, do you have a headache? Sometimes when you're coming off of GHB, you can get a really bad headache. I can give you something for that, though, if you want. I see that frown. Do you feel hurt anywhere else? I tried to be really careful. I think at one point, you might have gotten an elbow to the nose. I'm so sorry. I can get you some ice for that. Just try to relax, okay? You feel the table underneath you. Just lie still, all right? Yeah, your mouth is open. No, you're not going to be able to get that out. You can yell, but it's really kind of pathetic. It's not very loud. No, you have a gag in there. But don't worry, sweetheart. You weren't hurt. You're not paralyzed. Your arms and legs are all strapped down. I've got some pretty heavy-duty straps on your chest and your hips. Although, I might remove the one on your hips later, just because I like seeing certain things moving up and down. Yeah. So, you can struggle, baby. In fact, at some points, I might want you to try to move. That can only feel better. But in the meantime, your body is just slowly waking up. Listen, you might as well stop with the trying to scream thing. For one, it's annoying. For two, nobody can hear you. The room is soundproof. All you're doing is irritating your own throat and irritating my ears. And when I'm irritated, I'm not in a good mood. And when I'm not in a good mood, I don't treat you as well as I could. So, if you put two and two and two together, what do you get? Smart boy. That's right. You get that you better shut up. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to let you know who's in charge and how to survive your time here, because you're going to be here for a long time. The first thing I'll need to do is take your gag off. Again, you can scream if you want, but if you choose to do that, you won't have anything to drink for the next 24 hours. And that can get really uncomfortable. I bet you're already thirsty, aren't you? Yeah. The roofies can do that to you. Why don't I take your gag off and give you a nice drink, as long as you don't scream and irritate my ears. Let's try this. You're just gonna have to trust me. I already have you here. Why would I want to kill you now? No, sweetie, I'm just gonna use you for a while. I have an interest in keeping you alive, all right? Try to trust me. See, I'm going to take a sip. So refreshing. Here, now your turn. There you go, baby. Good boy. Just so you know, there was just a little bit of ecstasy in that. You should be starting to feel really good. In the meantime, let's get a little training under your belt. No pun intended. So the first thing that you're going to need to learn how to do is open your mouth. Just open it. Open your mouth. Seriously, you're going to make me force your mouth open? I can't wait till the day when you do this at the sound of my feet coming downstairs, which will happen. I just wish we could skip ahead to that part. All this training is so boring and such a waste of time. All right, I'll just have to get my screwdriver. Open your mouth. Ah, better. I'm so glad I didn't have to use this. That's right. That's horsey spit. And from now on, that's like the nectar of the gods for you. Whenever I say open your mouth, you're gonna open and receive. Got it? Whether it's my spit, or my pussy juice, or my cum, or my special lemonade. Whenever I say open your mouth, you're going to open. It's going to be one of those four things. So, let's try this again. Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Good boy. Much better. You taste good, baby. Oh, look at that spit running down your cheek. You don't mind if I just run my hands up and down your chest, do you? Just feel your arms. Are you starting to feel a little bit different? A little bit warm and tingly everywhere? Me too. Yeah, your skin feels really good on my fingertips. I'm just going to cut your shirt off. I already had your pants off. Some things are easier to do when you're not conscious. I'm just going to get undressed myself. You don't mind, do you? All that's left are my little panties. Oh, there we go. You want to smell these? I've been waiting for you to wake up, and that whole time I've been really wet, and these panties are sopping. Let me just hold them right here over your nose. Just breathe in. Breathe in, baby. Smell them. Yeah, that's what you have to look forward to. This is not good. That's the smell of your mistress, your owner. Get to recognize that. That's where the good things come from. How do you like the smell of fresh cunt? Musky. Smell of lust. Power over you. If you had met me in a different circumstance and you had smelled my panties, it would have made you hard, wouldn't it? Well, guess what, baby? You're gonna get hard anyway. Yes, you are. Here. I'm holding something right in front of your mouth. Do you know what it is? Can you guess? Something that I'm pinching and pulling. Something I'm feeding to you. Open your mouth. Good boy. That's right. Stick your tongue out. Good boy. You're starting to feel really good, huh? It would be okay if you sucked. Do you want to? It's right there. Just stick your tongue out a little bit further. There you go. Yeah. Now let me just warn you that if you bite too hard, there will be severe consequences. But I think you're feeling too good for that right now, aren't you? Yeah. Because when I run my hands down to your inner thighs, baby, you're fucking rock hard. Looks like we both want to be here. Now, I know that you can't see anything, but that's the whole point. I just want you to feel me and taste me and sense my response. So I'm just going to climb up on this table and I'm going to kneel over your face. Like this. Can you feel my thighs on your ears? Yeah. Do you know what's coming? Yeah. You can smell me now, can't you? Can you feel the heat coming off of me? Yeah, you can. I see your mouth reaching upwards. Oh, you might be tied down and you might be kidnapped, but you want this. You want this, baby, as much as I want it. Right now, you want this so much. I'm gonna lower my pussy down. Okay. Oh, look at that. I didn't even have to tell you to open your mouth and stick out your tongue. What a good boy. Yeah. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, that's right. Just lick me. Oh. Oh, I have to go to work, but First, I need to come. Oh, God. I needed to come for so many days. Oh, fuck. I've been planning this moment. Oh. That's a good boy. You hear how wet my pussy is? No. Oh, I feel hot. soft wetness to your mouth. I feel my lips pressing against your lips. Oh God, fuck me with your tongue. Oh God, that's right. Oh, you're pretty good at this. Now you're gonna lick the way I tell you to. You ready? You're gonna lick up and down. That's right, up and down. Up and down. Up and down. And now, side to side. Oh, side to side. Oh, now in circles. Oh, yes, yeah, circle. Oh. You have to learn where my clit is, baby. Can you find it? Find my clit. And then, oh, a little bit higher. Yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, what's the matter? You can't breathe? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. Just keep licking. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'll let you breathe in a second. I'll let you breathe after I come. Oh, faster you breathe. I'm gonna have to remember that. Oh, oh God. Look how hard you are. I'm so sorry that I can't use that right now. I've got to get to work. But I'll tell you what. I'll just loosen your arm straps a little bit so that they're not so tight. And I'll give you another sip of lemonade. That'll make the time go by faster. Good boy. Look at your face. You have all my pussy juice all over your face. Looks so cute. Look at your cock with all that pre-cum dripping out of it. Even though you couldn't breathe for a little while. I think you'd like that. Come on. It wasn't that long. I'll be back in about 9 hours. Maybe I'll bring you some food. Are you hungry? I'll think about it. We do have to keep your strength up after all. Right? Wow. I'm really thinking about your tongue when I'm at work. Ah, oh, I'm in a good mood now. Can I just kiss your cock a little bit? You're a really good boy. Wow. You know, you're quite lucky because you could have been abducted by someone who didn't like cocks, but that's not the case. Mm. See you later, sweetie.